Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Just a couple more days left before Christmas, so I hope that you are still enjoying. Enjoy yourself. Get out there. Enjoy the sunshine. We got a beautiful day in sunny Southern California, and so we are blessed among the 50 states of our beautiful weather. So get out if you can and get some sunshine, take a walk, smell the flowers, see the falling leaves on the tree, just bask in the beauty of the Lord that He has with nature, and take your mind off of any frustrations that you may have and just enjoy God's creation. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. We bless your holy name. We thank you for all things, Lord Jesus, as you are teaching us and training us, Lord Jesus, to reign in the millennial reign to come, Lord Jesus. Help us to be worthy of our calling and to help us in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, yesterday we left off in Isaiah chapter 9 and at the end of verse 6, but we're going to read the entirety of verse 6 so we keep with our context. And it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall rest upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And we left off yesterday at the Prince of Peace. And I spoke yesterday and said, we all need peace. And you're absolutely right. We all need peace. And the Bible talks about God gives peace, not as the world gives it. And it means peace without performance. Peace without performance. Think about that. And I have to even give that some thought myself as I'm saying it, is peace without performance. You know, we are so used to performing in this life, doing things that gives a result of a yay or nay. You did good or you did not do good. And that tends to determine how we feel about ourselves. But you know what? That's not how God works. So we have to get a rethinking of our mind, a transforming of our mind. The Bible says, "Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." And peace is one of those things that we need to be transformed into. Not to conform to the way that the world gives peace. And it says here that Jesus, because this is a prophecy about Jesus, that he is the Prince of Peace. So it gives an indication that Prince is part of like an authority figure for a kingdom. So he is the Prince of the Kingdom of Peace. The Prince of the Kingdom of Peace. And that peace inside of the Lord's kingdom, there's a peace that you can rest in Him, because it's not about condemnation. He who is in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, look, all things have become new. So we are looking to the peace that surpasses all understanding. That is, when you are having a hard day, when you are having a hard season in your life, things are not going according to plan, certain things have happened to you, come upon you that you can't control, you are in a season of heartache or emotional pain or mistakes or things that you have made. Maybe you failed at something. Maybe someone has failed you. But you know what? God can give you peace that surpasses all understanding. So you can be in the midst of a hard situation and He can give you peace. He can give you rest in Him. Remember before that He is our everlasting Father. He is a loving Father holding us in His hands and in His arms, and we can rest because the government is upon His shoulders. All authority and power belongs to Him. so we can rest in him. And so we say, Lord, help us to rest in your peace. In your peace, not as the world gives it, not as I think in my mind I need to perform to get it, but I go to you and you just give me peace, not based on my works, but your peace. Amen. And verse 7, it says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. See, peace is even referenced again. See, of the increase of his government means increase. It's just ongoing. There are no limits in God. It is just ever growing and increasing in grace, and according to the power that worketh in us, we can increasingly have power in that Holy Spirit welling up in us, that spring of water. So we can have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith. We can have all of that because of the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. There will come a time where things will be put in order. Things will be lined up. And I envision in my mind like something going down a path and all of a sudden just the pieces start coming together. Can't you see it? Like the pieces start coming together, fitting into the right part of the puzzle, and all of it will be ordered in alignment with the word of God and in truth and in justice. And it says from henceforth, and it says the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So this means we can rest assured that the zeal of the Lord is going to perform this. He is going to do it. We can rest assured on God. You know, I wanted to share a little bit of something with you. I have a 16-year-old daughter, and you know, she says to me this morning, you know, Mommy, I am sort of excited about Christmas, but I'm not all that excited this year. You know, and I told her, I said, you know, Sydney, as we begin to get older, Christmas changes form. You know, when you're young, it's all about receiving gifts and it's all about you. Then you begin to develop this transition that it's not all about you. It's about the purpose of giving. And then you start to transform even more. It's about the relationship with Christ and his birth that he gave to us. And so we're forever changing and transforming. But now is the time to not focus on what we don't have or how much we can give or can't give. But it is about the birth of Christ and receiving his love and his goodness. And let us concentrate on that. And that's how we can appreciate the little things. It doesn't have to be big, just the little things, like waking up this morning, which is actually a big thing, but waking up this morning and in our right mind, and we can say, thank you, Lord. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful, spirit-filled day. In Jesus' name, amen.